Speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I've got a feeling we may just have witnessed the beginning of a fantastic acting career. Somebody grabbing the starring role on their first possible opportunity. Fantastic stuff. Now, today, in this service, you, the congregation, are the St. Moritz, the St. Mary's Employment Bureau. And I've asked Nigel, our church warden, to find two people for me to interview, and you're going to vote to see which one of them gets the job. So, Nigel, who have you found for me? If you'd like, those two people would like to come out. Is it you two? Okay, you'd like to come. So it's let's make sure we get your names right. Who is this? Isaac and Mark. Isaac and Mark are going to come out. Here we have our two candidates. And okay. So here is Mark. Isaac, you're probably not standing in your own right at the moment. Would you like to just sort of come down there? Is that all right? Okay, so here we have Isaac and Mark. Lovely. Now, here are our two candidates. You are the interview panel. Which of these two, if the job was to blow out those Epiphany candles up there, who would recruit Isaac for that job? About 10 people. Who would recruit Mark for that job? I think probably Mark gets the job. So let's just try that. So Isaac, can you blow out those candles for me? No? Okay. Mark, do you want to go and have a go at blowing out those candles? You might want to get Isaac to help you, actually. Because I think probably you'd do it even better together. Fantastic stuff. So it's the end of the Epiphany season. Lovely. I think you hired the right person. Let's give Mark a round of applause there. Oh, there's still one left. It wasn't a perfect job, but, you know, we'll do an appraisal a few months in and see how you get on. And secondly, if the job was to win the men's downhill in the Winter Olympics one day, and they were going to go into training, or if the job was to learn to speak Chinese really fluently, who would hire Mark for that job? About 6 people. Who would hire Isaac for that job? Loads of people, because Isaac has probably got more potential to learn Chinese at his age, or if it was to learn to play the organ, or if it was to win the gold medal in the men's downhill. Sorry, Mark, but you're probably over the hill, whereas Isaac could do it brilliantly. So let's give Isaac a round of applause for being so good. Thank you very much. Right. In the words of the gospel reading, your servants may depart in peace. You have to go back to your pew. That's really good. Thank you very much for helping me. In the gospel story today, Simeon is presented as a perfect example of what it means to be filled with the Spirit, to be guided by God. We read, the Holy Spirit was upon him as he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He knew when he was being hired by God. But the thing about Simeon was he also knew when he wasn't being hired by God. And that's also quite important. He was open to be used by God, but he was also open not to be used by God, because that was someone else was going to do that part of it. So we see him being moved by the Spirit to be in the right place at the right time. He's open to be used by God. He recognizes who Jesus is. He gives a word of prophecy saying, this is the one. But then he's open not to be used by God. Lord, let your servant depart in peace, he says. One look at the baby Jesus with Joseph and Mary, and that's enough. He says, that's it. My job's done. I can go now. I can retire, not because he was past it, like Mark, but because actually he was open to be used by God, but also open not to be used by God. And that's important for us all to learn. Some of us find it very hard to learn. Simeon had got his own contribution in perspective. His job was to recognize Jesus. But then he didn't try to take Mary and Joseph under his wing and offer himself as a tutor, because these uneducated peasants from up north probably don't understand what this precious gift is. Let me just, take Jesus as my sort of mentee, like sort of grasshopper, I will teach you how to do kung fu. There wasn't any of that. He just said, my job's done. I can go now. I trust this child to these parents to do the rest. What if you could turn to your neighbour and say to them, this is, yeah, some of you will have to shuffle up the pew a bit to do this. How do you know when you're being called to do something by God? That's the first part of the question. Like Simeon, he knew he was being called to do something by God. But how do you also know when you're not being called to do something by God? Just take a moment to talk about that with the person who's sitting next to you. You aren't pastors at all. You have many gifts and talents to be able, absolutely, you could indeed. If you're struggling with it, you can reflect back on Mark and Isaac. Mark was equipped to do some of the jobs we were hiring for, but actually Isaac had much more potential for other of the jobs. So that's part of what probably helps us to think it through. But there's a lot for us to go away and ponder. How do we know when we're being called to be used by God? How do we know when we're not being called? And it's very difficult sometimes. Sometimes it's only sickness or old age, which actually stops us doing something, that actually means that we get to that point. But sometimes moving on from something we've been doing for years is difficult. How do we make sure that we're open, like Simeon, not to be used by God? Just like sometimes we need to be open to be used by God. It's really worth pondering and praying over for ourselves. I'm going to finish with a story, which is a parable, showing how important it is to be open, to be used by God, and open not to be used by God, and how to know the difference. This is a parable called The Moon in the Pool. And if you like, it's a sequel to those of you who came to the crib service this last year. It gave an animal's perspective on Christmas. Today shows the animal's attitude to worship and their own sense of self-importance in God's service. I'm afraid I've failed even to bring the various hats this time, so you're going to have to listen to the voices. But here we go. This is a parable for adults as well as for children called The Moon in the Pool. Deep, deep in a dark forest, not far away from where you live, there is a small clearing. In the middle of the clearing was once a pool, not a very deep pool. It would only reach to your knees if you paddled in it, and not very wide. You could jump over it if you took a good run, but nevertheless, a pool. It was 5 minutes to midnight. A million stars sparkled in the heavens, and the full moon shone as brightly as anyone could remember. There was a beat of wings, and Septimus the owl alighted on the branch of an old elm. 5 to 12, 5 to 12, he called. For a moment, everything was still. Then, one by one, other animals began to emerge from the dark woods. Howard, the donkey, Beatrice and Belinda, the cows, Alf, the eager beaver, a family of ducks called the Waddles, and a number of sheep who just like to be called sheep. Well met by moonlight, said Septimus, knowing that his apt quotation would be lost on most of the animals. Let's get started then. There isn't much time, moaned Howard the donkey. Beatrice and Belinda objected. We're not all here. Where's Harriet? There was a rustle of twigs, and Harriet the goat, who discovered some wild blackberries, joined the circle of animals. Pray proceed. I'm all ears, dears. Septimus drew himself up to his full 10 inches. Brothers and sisters in the moon, as you know, we are met here tonight because we have faith that in a few minutes the great silver face will descend from the sky and come to dwell for a short time in this, our humble forest pool. Don't drag it out, Septimus, complained Howard. We're here to decide what form the ceremony should take, not to listen to you twit-twooing on. I was just about to state my proposal, if you'd show some patience, Brother Howard. Well, what is it? Mooed Beatrice and Belinda. As you know, the great silver face is something infinitely beyond our understanding as mere beasts of the field. So I propose that if she appears in our pool, we use the time to contemplate her beauty and purity. In other words, do nothing, said Howard gloomily. Meditation lifts the soul heavenwards, argued Septimus. It is not nothing. At this point, a new voice interrupted. Well, I agree with Howard, said Alf, the eager beaver. Eager beaver, even. If the moon comes to swim in our pool, we must do something for her. She'll want to see some response. I've drawn up some plans for building a roof over the pool, and I'm prepared to start the construction right now. What do you reckon to that? Bah! Well, the sheep agree, said Septimus, but then they always do. Harriet the goat was unconvinced. What does the moon want with a wooden roof, Alf, dear heart? She's a free spirit. You can't trap her in a house. All she wants is our love, our adoration. And how do we show that? Asked Howard. In song, of course. In song. And Harriet bleated a melody she had especially composed. Oh, moon, you are so white. You give us light. You shine so bright. Ba, 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 chorused the sheep, who loved to join in any song. Howard was getting depressed. Now look what you've done. This is all getting rather sentimental. And the moon could appear any moment now. I think what we need is something more solid. Now, I know some good stories about the moon. So if you all listen, you might learn something. Quack, 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 quack. At this point, there was an interruption from the Waddle family, who'd made their way down to the edge of the pool unnoticed. Father Waddle spoke up. Well, I'll tell you what we shall do. As soon as the moon appears, we'll jump into it. Immerse ourselves in it. Bathe in its glory, so to speak. Sacrilege! Out of the question. Shameful! Shouted everybody. It's obvious we'll never agree, mooed Beatrice and Belinda. Now, on the other side of the forest, they say there's another pool where the moon sometimes appears. Belinda and I will go and worship in our own way. No, 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 cried Septimus. Surely we can come to some agreement. This is disgraceful. Whatever will the great silver face think of us? Nobody answered. They were all looking at the pool. Look, oh wonder, cried Harriet. There she is, the moon in the water. And before anyone could stop them, the ducks had launched themselves forward with an enormous splash. Geronimo! Soon everyone was in the water, fighting and shouting at the tops of their voices. Oh, moon, you are so bright! Now listen, many years ago, get out of here, you pagan ducks! Help me get this roof up! Ba, ba, ba! When the last wave of the uproar had died away, the animals became aware of a terrible thing. The moon on the water had vanished. Let us pray that we may be open to be used by God, open not to be used by God, and that we all may do so in harmony together. Amen.